You like to look unto the great God and mighty God. Want you to look unto Him. Want you to look unto this awesome God, this awesome and glorious God, this excellent God, and I want you to look unto Him. Begin to look unto the Holy of Holies, and so that you can get help from the throne of mercy. You can get help from the throne of the Father this morning. Yes, help will flow to you, that you will get help, you will get grace, that the Lord will be gracious. Look unto the greatness of the Lord, and look unto every issue in your life that is too tiny to stand before the Lord that is mighty. Look unto every issue in your life that is too small. It is too small before your mighty God. Yes, look unto the and challenge your situation before the Lord now, who is great and mightier than all situations. Oh, challenge every issue, challenge every matter before you, challenge, speak unto it, that you are serving a God that is greater than it, that you are serving the Lord that is greater than failure, you are serving the Lord that is greater than problem, you are serving the Lord that is greater than sickness, you are serving the Lord that is greater than oppression, you are serving the Lord that is greater than delay, you are serving the Lord that is greater than all form of poverty, you are serving the Lord that is greater than lack, you are serving the Lord that is greater than barrenness, you are serving the Lord, you are serving the Lord, you are serving the Lord, the glorious God, the awesome God, the mighty God. Every knee shall bow before Him, every tongue must confess that He is the Lord. Yes, to the glory of His Father, to the glory of the Father in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah. We worship you. 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 Blessed be the name this morning, Lord of Israel. Blessed be the name, the holy and wonderful God, the glorious God who seated upon the throne and He rules in the affairs of His children on this earth. We bow before your presence, the possessor of the universe. We glorify your name, the Lord of hosts. We worship you, the one who is mightier than the mightiest, greater than the greatest, higher than the highest, bigger than the biggest, excellent in glory and power, God of awesome wonders, the God that opens and no man can shut, the one who shut and no man can open. Oh Lord, who can stand before you, who can resist your power? Lord of heaven, there is no man, there is no power, no principality, no devil can resist your work. We glorify you and worship you. We exalt your name and glorify the holy name of our faithful Father, the God that is enough for us, the Lord our shield, our refuge, our rock, our buckler, our strong tower, our deliverer, the helper of our soul. May you reign forever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that the presence of the Lord will continue to move with us now. Lord, even as you walk in our midst, Father, that no life will ever remain the same. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one will escape, oh Lord, from the hand of your work, from your miracle, in the name of Jesus, that every life we have a testimony. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please, can we have our seats? To God be the glory. You are welcome again to the presence of the Lord. And we bless the name of the Lord. How the Lord has started with us since morning. From workers' prayer meeting, even to this moment, the presence of the Lord is already here and God this place. And I want to bless God and appreciate God for the way He has been connecting us. Connecting. And I know the Lord wants to do great things in our midst today. and it shall be, those things will be performed in Jesus' name. You will not hinder him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I say you will not hinder me. I want to bless God for the choir, with the drama, all the synergy, the working synergy. You know? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. This morning, we want to look at what I call when heaven turns the scale. When heaven turns the scale. You know what scales means? Particularly for the people in law profession, in the judiciary, you know. I think, Barista Una is here. He has gone out. Okay. You know, the what do you call that scale that you normally put in your judiciary? Eh? Okay, scale of judgment. Hallelujah. Okay, I know it's not windscape, I see now. We are talking of scale. Scale of judgment. Okay, we have young. It's not that we are underrating you. Lawyer is always a lawyer. We have young lawyers here too. The Lord will lift your heads up in Jesus' name. Now we are looking at when heavens turns scale. When it turns the scale. In other words, when it appears that you are qualified before the enemy, that you are fit to be dealt with. You are qualified to undergo the things that you are undergoing. That is, you know that the problem that you are going through is just because somehow you look at things and say, I enter into this problem because I did so a mistake. And you say, well, this judgment is right. The judgment is right. But I come to announce to you that the heaven is ready to turn every judgment that you think you are qualified to carry. The heavens is ready to turn it over and remove it from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When heaven turns the scale, when you have a scale, the scale has been put and said, yes, when the judiciary, the judge sits and says, by the virtue of what the law had so, and by the power, by the time he reads, say, whosoever that contradict this, whosoever, because you are, you are condemned, or what do you call it now? Because you said you are guilty. Said you are guilty because of this. You are now condemned, and there is no person who can change the condemnation. But I want to announce to you, there is a higher supreme court in heaven who will change every judgment over your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ, heaven will turn the scale. Will turn the scale in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amos chapter 5, we start from Amos chapter 5. verse 9. Amos chapter 5. Are we there? Wait a minute. I want to use my own Bible too. Okay, verse 8. We read. Okay, let's see. Let's start from verse 6. Verse 6. Seek the Lord and you shall live. Let he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leap of righteousness in the heart. Verse 8. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them upon the face of the earth. This is the Lord. The Lord is his name. The scripture we read declares unto us that there is someone who can turn, who can reverse, who can say, no, this thing must not be done. Even when others have said it, when other things have been declared, when Dr. Yeleke was leading us in the round of worship, the Lord led him to sing that the Lord has a final say. Who has a final say? It's the Lord that has a final say. Concerning your life, no one, no man on earth, no demon, no principality, no strange spirit has the final say over your life. There is a God who can turn the situation around. And that God is whom you have come to meet today. And is going to turn your life around in the name of Jesus. I say, we turn your life around in the name of Jesus. If the Lord turns the shadow of death into the morning, if he could turn shadow of death, there is a shadow that this thing, death is appearing. But he says, no, I will turn it to morning. That is, I'm going to change it to the beginning. I'm going to make it glorious. I will turn it that death, instead of death, you are starting afresh. May you start afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may you start afresh in Jesus' name. There are many things that the Lord will turn around in our lives today. But I have a word for someone here. Things have been so hard. You know, it appears you are moving from one battle to the other every time. As if you are the only person. You look at yourself, why these battles? Every time, every day. By the time you escape from one, another one come. You escape from one, another one come. You escape from one, another one come. And you are getting tired. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, an end has come to that battle today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are there, please rise on your feet. If you are the one, please rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. The Lord, you have been experiencing it. You have been experiencing. So the Lord just brought this into my spirit and said, issues that you need to deal with. Just like Joel chapter 1 verse 4 says, look at what he said. That we the power worm had left. As the power worm is living, so the locust is eating. And that we the locust has left, the cankerworm eating, and that which cankerworm had left, the caterpillars is eating. In other words, things successfully were happening. Everything, every chain that your life has been following, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord is breaking that chain in the name of Jesus. But you lift your right hand before the Lord. You lift your right hand before the Lord and decree and declare that this battle today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I terminate the oppression and the power that is upworking with this battle in my life. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every force that is behind this affliction, this oppression of the devil in my life, today, you are terminated. You are broken. The work of wickedness is broken. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power that is working against me, that have been confronting me and contending with me, today I sever your hold, I break your hold, today ends your oppression, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The anointing of the Lord breaks you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything, when power leaves, oh, locusts come. When locusts leaves, oh, cacao comes. When cacao leaves, caterpillar comes. Who are thou? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, an end has come to the oppression. Where the caterpillars, where the power worm, where the whatsoever canker worm, who have been working, exchanging themselves in my life, in the name of Jesus, I break your hold. You are set free. 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 You are set free in the name of Jesus. Today is the day of your deliverance. No more lamentation. The cycle is broken. The cycle is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please sit down. In Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. It is done. We want to look at, briefly, as I share, we pray. So, just be ready anytime I ask you to try. Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. We are looking at how the Lord will turn the scale. And so, God is turning scale to your favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scale is for your favor. He's turning the scale, even though the scale was against you before, but now the scale will be for your favor in Jesus' name. Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. And the scripture says, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind. We took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. There are times you go through some strong winds, strong, you know, issues. Sometimes those issues are to root out some things in your life. Not necessarily that they want to cause embarrassment in your life. There were locusts in the land. Locusts were found eating, destroying. So every locust in your life today, the Lord is raising a strong wind. a strong wind from the west, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to blow them off, to carry them to the sea and cast them into the sea. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever that has been troubling your life this morning, today, there will be a wind that will carry them. The power of the Lord will blow upon it. The power of the Holy Ghost will blow. The west wind will blow. It 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 will blow and carry every locust troubling your life in the name of Jesus. Would you like to rise with me? You will not rise. Today is purely prayer. It's purely prayer. So we're going to pray. We're going to declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lay your hands upon your tummy. Every locust, every locust, locust is destructive. Locust is destructive. Is the hand of the enemy. It's a stranger. It's an oppression. It's a wicked power. Every locust that is found, that has inhabiting this body, living in this life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the name of the Lord Jesus, be blown off by this wind, this strong wind, this strong white wind, even from the west, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every locust, in the name of Jesus, I command locust, 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 every spirit of locust, the power that is getting, all you locust, all you locust, diseases, infirmity, affliction, all that I have eaten, either in the dream or in anywhere, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are a locust. I thank you to be a locust in my life. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the strong wind of the Lord, 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 the strong wind, the strong west wind, in the name of Jesus, carry them, carry them, carry them, in the name of Jesus. Oh, carry them, carry them, carry them, carry them, carry them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry them in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, carry them, carry them, carry them, carry them. In Jesus' name we are praying. Some of us, we are yet to catch the revelation. And time will not permit us. Because we have a short time and there are a lot of things for us to deal with. We cannot expand so much. And we are talking of the locust. The locust, when you talk of locust, locusts are devilish, devilish, devilish. If there is any other one, word, they are devilish. When they are meant to destroy. Sickness could be a locust. Cancer is a locust. Every sickness is a locust. That is, it meant to destroy. It was meant to destroy. It was meant to destroy the land. And the Bible says, what the Lord did, okay, if you want me to remove locusts from this land, I will release its wind. I mean west wind. I will release west wind, strong west wind, that will blow it off from the land. It might be in your area. It might be your finances. Where there are locusts in your finances, your academics. You know that something is eating your intellect. You know that you read and read. You know to succeed is struggle. It's a locust. He does not want you to succeed. You are going to deal with this matter. Every locust all the locusts that have been hitting area of your life at one time or the other, hitting everything in you, by the name of the Lord, you will confront it now. It's left for you to confront. It's left for you to confront and deal with the matter thoroughly. I'm going to give you 1 or 2 minutes more to deal with this issue in your life. The locusts that are eating, the locusts that are eating, is a very destructive. It's an animal that is destructive. It's from the pit of air. The Lord is strong. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. It's destroying your future. It's destroying your glory. It's destroying the God's blessing. It's destroying all the Lord has programmed into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every locust in the habiting my life or around my life in the land that God has given to me, in the locust of the enemy, yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy the power of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the strong wind, the strong west wind, in the name of Jesus, blow you off. The Lord turns the scale. The Lord has come to turn 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 the scale. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down. When the Lord turned the scale, things happen. He did it in Psalm 126 verse 1. Psalm 126 verse 1. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. When he turned again, when it turned again, the captivity of Zion. We were like men, we were like them that dreamed. In other words, it appears that it was impossible. It appears it just a sudden, very sudden. Things just happen because you have been on inside that thing for a long period. And so, like our brother was handling the prayer in the workers' meeting in the morning, he was saying, you are managing your problem. You've been managing your problem. Remember when you said you are managing your problem? That is, you are coping with it. You are coping with it. It has been long. And it appears there was no way of escape. But there is a way of escape today for you. It is a lie of the devil. There is a way of escape for you. I come to announce, and I come by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to execute the word of God upon your life, that there is a way of escape for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have stayed so much in captivity that it becomes, you know, that, oh, is it possible that we are free? Is it possible? Huh? So I'm free. So that will be your portion today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy has made them to believe that it is their normal, it is their inheritance to be constantly in trouble, in problem, to be constantly suffering, to be constantly, you know, be under bondage, to be constantly under slavery. And they look and say, in our family, oh, Jerry, not here. My father was like that, before he died. My mother was like that, before he died. My brother, too, my senior brother, was like that, and so on. But today, this story is going to change. The Lord is changing the scale. The Lord is turning the scale. The Bible says they were like men. Like, see, they were dreaming. And you will have this experience today in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you like to rise on your feet again? You have to rise on your feet again. That story must change. The story must change. You are going to enforce a change. You are going to enforce what? You are going to enforce a change. Let me remind you before we pray. It takes strength to turn things. It takes strength. If you don't have the strength, you cannot turn. Are you following me? Before you can turn situation, there must be strength. Turn with me before we pray. Just hold on and turn. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 6. And for a spirit of judgment to him that seated in judgment. And what? Strength that for them that turn the battle. You can only turn the battle by strength. You can only turn situation by strength. You can't turn situation by just sitting and just be looking and you're praying. Like the drama said, hey, Oguaye re ko gboyinbo. Ko gboyinbo lo to. He does not understand English, yo. So grammar. Oh, ni pelu ju e, oh ni pelu be luruko Jesu. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to cry for strength first before we go ahead. You're going to cry for strength. You need strength to turn situation around. You need strength, therefore, spirit of judgment to him that seated in judgment, and for strength that turn the battle. You are going to, because you want to turn the battle today, you are turning the battle. Otoge, you are turning. We are going, both you. Oh, yeah. Only the Agbara. Agbara, you see, so kalesio in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you like to cry with me? Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to receive the strength of the Holy Ghost. I ask that you will empower me. You will empower me to turn the battle against the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the strength from above. I receive the help from you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we let you go ahead. You must not fail. You must not falter. You cannot go back. You cannot reverse. You cannot give up. You cannot give up. You are not the person that we turn back. This is the devil that must turn back. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive the strength of the Lord. Receive the strength of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today you must receive the strength. Receive the help. Receive the support. Receive the help. Let the help of the Lord, let the help of the Lord come upon your spirit, upon your soul, the ability of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the strength. Mashaka yakata. Mekeria kata yakata yakata yakata. Meria kara arabaka yakata yakata. Makania bariaba. I turn the battle. Likata yamashata yagada. Miria kataba. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Rima yagada yagada yagada. Raka raka taka yagada. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, ye mosekete leko sataya. Mama kalia bakuri abo sekete. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 9. The scriptures tells us that the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul, even though he misused it, but the Lord still confirmed his power. The Bible says he was turned into another man. The Lord gave him another heart. It was so that when he had turned his back to go from somewhere, as you are living today, the Lord will turn your life. He'll turn you to another person. The Almighty God will turn you to another person. Any power that comes across you is dead. Because they will think the way they did it yesterday. They will think the way they undo you in the night. The way they oppress you in the night. Yesterday, that the same thing they will do today. By the name of the Lord Jesus, as the Spirit of the Lord come upon you this day, you will be turned to another person. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to pray. You're going to ask the Lord in the name of the Lord to change your heart, change your life. In the name of, and make you a new person indeed. Untouchable. Oh, untouchable. No, your life cannot be at the mercy of the devil again. Your life must not be at the mercy of the oppressors. Your life must not be at the mercy of the witches or the witchcraft. Familiar spirit is all the wicked spirit in the air. Foul spirit, we must declare, Lord, turn me to another person. By the name of the Lord Jesus, turn my life. Lord, you will turn this life to another person. By the name of Jesus, as I release my life to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, let the Spirit of the living God come upon me. Let the power of the Most High God come upon me. A new person, a new heart, a new spirit of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, yes, Lord, I'm turning you to another man. Oh, the Lord will turn you. The Lord will turn you. The Lord will turn you. Yes, failure will no longer be identified with you again. Man, even your people, your classmates, they normally know that you are the only one that normally be the last person in the class. But today, the power that changed, the power that turned the scale is turning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's turning. It's removing the whole of failure in the name of the Lord Jesus. They will see you. They will say you are alive and changed. They will see you and say, aropo iwo lo ma gbeyin ni class ni iwo ko iwo lo tun lead o wa lo lati eyin o wa di number 1 o lo lati eyin o di first o di o from third class o body first class what happened how did you do it the spirit of the newness the spirit of life the spirit of grace let it engulf the spirit of unity the spirit of life of Christ let it engulf your life let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are pray. My God, He's a miracle God. Oh yes, my God, He's a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do
what He says He will do. He will do what He promised to do. My God.
I can see Him fighting your battle. He's bringing your miracle by the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me remind you again, we are discussing or we are praying on heaven turning the scale. And when it turns, the Bible says, when it turns the captivity of Zion, we were like men. We were dreaming. I said we were dreaming. It turned Deuteronomy chapter 3, or chapter 30 rather, verse 3. Because God specializes in turning captivity. He is going to turn your own captivity. He is turning your captivity today. That is what he specializes in doing. So why must you fear? Why must you, you know, doubt? Huh? If I'm a medical, if I'm a professor, a consultant, a gynecologist, and I just want to, you said you have an issue. Maybe you have one issue, and you are saying, and you are a lady, and you come to me, and you are beginning to doubt. I look at you, and by the special grace of the Lord, maybe God has done so many. I'm just trying to, you know, paint a scenario. If God has done so many, would you like to doubt if your own is just a small thing? What I'm saying is this: God specializes in miracle. He specializes in turning situation around. He specializes. He is a specialist. That is primary duty. That is what he does. And so, captivity, he can turn it. He will turn captivity now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you are going to cry unto the Lord. Your captivity must be like you are dreaming today. That you are dreaming. You know what? I don't know. Some of us may not know what captivity means. Captivity means you are imprisoned. Captivity means you are unable to do. You are limited. You are restricted. You are hindered. Captivity means that you are blocked. Captivity means you are made to be a slave, to serve. Captivity means struggle, hardship, torment, affliction, sorrow. Oh man, anything you can identify with anything that troubles your life is a captivity. Today the Lord is saying, I'm turning it. The Lord is turning it. We like to cry unto the Lord and execute the word of God over your life. The Lord says, I'm turning. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 3 says, then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon me. The Lord, by the reason of compassion, by the reason of mercy and grace, by the reason of compassion this morning, the Lord is turning. The Lord is turning. The Lord is turning. He is turning every captivity in my life, every issue available over my life. He is turning every captivity. Captivity of lack, captivity of struggle, captivity of trouble, of fear, of anxiety, captivity of affliction and infirmity, captivity of torment, of oppression. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord is turning. The Lord is turning. The Lord is turning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as he turned you to another man, yet every captivity is ended in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are you praying? I pity you. I pity you. If you know that it's how to fight your battle, if you know that it's how to fight your battle, when your pressure comes, when a manner of oppression, and you continue to cry, why must you continue to cry? When time for you to pray, you fail to pray. You fail to pray. You pray to cry upon the Lord, and you are looking. You are watching. Those who are praying, you think they are wasting their time. I pity you. I pity you. I pity you. May the Lord be merciful to you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord have compassion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. When we talk of the Lord turning the scale, we are seeing the Lord turning the scale. We are saying, even when you are not qualified, grace, our pastor talked about grace last week. Grace just decides to lift you up. That is, the scale was, you know, directed towards you. When the Lord turned the scale, protocols are suspended. Okay, there are 5 people who are qualified, and 4 people are even higher, having higher. But because God wants to suspend the scale, God will jettison the rules, and you will know, you will just be wondering, why did they say only this person? After all of us, we perform the same way and we have the same qualification, and they have even taken the person who was not even, who was less qualified than us, and he has been given that appointment. We are talking of when the Lord turned the scale, protocol will be suspended. When the Lord turned the scale, there will not be that you are rejected in an interview. You will not be rejected. When the Lord turned the scale, those who are supposed to help you will not be running away from you. When the Lord turned the scale, those who are supposed to, you know, be a breeze, serve as a breeze, or be your giant that you're supposed to, you want to climb their shoulder to rise, they will not, you know, remove their shoulder, because the Lord is turning the scale. This morning, I don't know where you want God to turn the scale for you. Maybe you have an interview, you have a job, you are looking for a job, you are looking for a visitation, you are looking for fruit of the womb. The Lord will turn the scale for your favor. Everything that you want to do, I want you to tell the Lord that the Lord will turn the scale for me for favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you tired? 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 The devil is not tired. The enemy is not tired. The wicked is not tired. And so we are talking about the Lord turning the scale. He turns the scale. He turns the scale. The enemy is not tired. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, we are still going to handle 2 more prayers before Pastor, before Reverend Adenina will come and handle me the microphone. Yes, we are still going to pray. So don't look, if you think that we are going to release you, I still am going to handle 2 major prayers. I'm not handling releasing you. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to pray, whether you like it or not. Hey. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, the Lord is turning the scale. He's turning the scale. He's turning the scale. He's turning the scale. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He's turning the scale. Mighty God, Rikatayaba, no more rejection. No more rejection. No more rejection. Oh, protocols are suspended. All manner of protocol in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the word that will single me out. Hey, the Lord will single me out. Even though they said there is no way for others, there will be a way for me there. Even though they rejected others, they will never reject me. Because the Lord is turning this game for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they said there is no way, no way for others. There is no way for others. I'm not others. I'm not others. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord is turning this game. Air shall flow. Air. There will be a way. There will be a way. There will be a way. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. When the Lord turned the scale, the enemy cannot say it is not your time. He cannot say it is not your time. In other words, when the Lord turned the scale, timing. You can say, when the enemy says you are not, it is not your time, wait for your time. Who says so? Who says so? When the Lord has turned this gate for you. Today, in other words, there is no more delay in your life. There will be acceleration. No more delay. No delay in progress, no delay in fruitfulness, no delay in blessing, no delay in advancement, no delay in executing a project, no delay. So some of us, we've been trying to lay foundation things. So some of us, we've been trying to do one thing or the other. But the enemy says it is not yet time. It is not yet time. When the Lord turned this key, when the Lord turned this key, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, timing is suspended. It is accelerated. Air flow, grace flow, mercy flow. Oh, there is a flow, a flow, a flow. No hardship, no struggle. There is acceleration. When the Lord turned the scale, he shall turn the scale. Lord, turn the scale. Mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more delay. 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 No more sorrow. No more sorrow. No, no more. No more weeping. No more weeping. No more gnashing of teeth. No more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. You have come to the Lord. Who turned this scale? Who turned sorrow to joy? Who turned money to the good day? Yes, he turned money to dancing. He turned money to dancing. He made you to forget the past. For he has turned the scale. He has turned the scale. He has turned the scale in your favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And as I round up now, and Reverend Adenau is going to come, we are going back to Amos chapter 5 verse 8. We are crying unto the one who overturned their sentence. As he overturned their sentence over Hezekiah, judgment over Hezekiah, is overturning death sentence over every life here that is carrying any sentence of death upon his life. In this assembly, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amos chapter 5, from verse 8 now. Are we there? I thought there would be a projection. Okay, because I have spent extra 5 minutes. You don't want to project it. Okay. Um, Okay, can we read? Amos, please. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turn the shadow of death into the what? He turned the shadow of death to what? He turned the shadow of death to money. We are crying unto the Lord. Who turned the heavens? Who turned the God of the whole heavens? Who turns? And who is turning? And who will turn every shadow of death that is cast over any life? Every shadow of death that is cast over every life. The trace of death over your life. You have been dreaming of accident. You have been dreaming of that you are in the grave. You have been dreaming of evil. You have been dreaming. Today, we are turning it back unto her. It belongs to her. It cannot prosper over your life. You are going to cry unto the Lord. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. You cannot be a victim to the devil. We won't permit that. We won't permit that. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. So stop sleeping where you are sleeping. Stop just sitting. Rise on your feet. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And cry unto the Lord. The power that turned. The power that overturned. The power that overturned. Every shadow of death. Everywhere there is a shadow of death in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is overturned. The power of the Lord God overturned. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We overturn. The power of the Lord overturned. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Overturn. Every shadow of death, every pursuer of my destiny, every pursuer, every power that wants to truncate life, every power that wants to cut any life short, we refuse you. The church of God refuse you. The Lord of hosts refuse you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we banish, we reject any form of death, we reject any form of life being cut down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thou, Lord, you turn the shadow of death into money. Yes, Lord. Thou shalt turn. Thou shalt turn. Thou shalt turn every shadow of death, every spell, every curse. You're turning it. We turn, we turn, we turn, we turn. We turn, we turn, we turn, we turn. Mighty God, in your mind and power, we overturn and overrule. We cast them back to hell. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no one is permitted. No loss in this assembly. No loss of every soul. No loss of any brother. No loss of any sister. No loss of any young one. No loss of any adult. In the name of Jesus, we forbid by the reason of the blood of the Lamb. We raise the blood of Jesus for every life. Oh, thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. As we pray, as Pastor Reverend Herman Handu, I want to tell you, don't retire. You don't retire in warfare. You don't retire in spiritual. Don't retire. If you retire, the Bible says, when the children of Israel retire in warfare, they were invaded. In other words, they were complacent. They felt. Where you go on retirement, the enemy overtakes. The enemy will not overtake you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not retire. Reverend, please. He has broken every fetters.
He has broken every fetter.
Declare it, declare it, declare it.
He has broken every fetter.
Declare it, declare it, declare it.
He has set me free.
Are you sure? Do it one more time.
He has broken.
every fetter. He has broken every fetter. He's done it. Everybody stand up in the presence of God. You might not know the weight of what God has done in our midst this morning. But as the pastor raised that last song, as you continue to declare it, you will walk deeper into the miracle of today. Whenever the altar is correctly set, something must move from the altar to the tabernacle. Therefore, I stand together with the servants of God. From this altar, miracle flow now. From this altar, deliverance move. From this altar, favor flow. From this altar, liquid fire flow. From this altar, let the voice of the Lord flow. From this altar, receive healing anointing. I say receive healing anointing. I say receive healing anointing. From this altar, because the Holy Spirit is enthroned, all kinds of solution that we cannot even mention, from this altar, let them flow in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, receive your own. Oh yeah, take your own. I say take your own. I say take your own. I say take your own. When I came in here, before the man of God started preaching, I heard the Spirit. He said things that destroy joy. And when the man of God came up, he was preaching on that. Everything engaging your joy in battle, Holy Ghost fire destroyed them. Holy Ghost fire destroy them. Holy Ghost fire destroy them. Holy Ghost fire destroy them. Everything that intimidates you, everything that inhibits your life. When that my daughter was giving testimony, many of you were laughing. That was her fear. And she gave testimony that she escaped injection. We are not at the same level. Every intimidator in your life, let them catch fire. Every situation that inhibits your success, let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Listen to me as I drop the microphone. Every fear and dread in your life that is not Jehovah. Jehovah is the only fear and dread of our life. Every dread and every fear in your life that is not Jehovah, let them catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Let your joy increase. From this faith clinic, let your joy increase. Father, by your instruction, as the man of God was ministering, you said, tell them when he called me, if you don't understand the turning, the situation becomes tighter. So when you go opposite of the turning, you destroy and complicate your solution. I pray for you today from this faith clinic. Understanding of the divine turning. Receiving the name of Jesus. Understanding of the turning that is taking place in your life. Receiving the name of Jesus. Listen, you will not go against God. You will not go against God. You will not go against God. You will not move against God. You will flow with the Spirit. Father, I commit your servants that has blessed us this morning to your hand. Refill him. Restrengthen him. Re-energize him. Thank you, Father. We commit our pastor to your hand, wherever he is, either on sea, on land, or in the air. We ask that your mighty hand will rest upon him, and the assignment will be successful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.